From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Kelly Mitchell. There is evidence tonight that the state's legendary orange crop industry is being dealt a devastating blow by citrus greening. This could be the smallest yield in recorded history. And a University of Florida scientist says an $18 million cash injection to fight greening may not be enough. This is not the same as citrus canker. Citrus greening kills the tree, as Amy Green reports.
Florida's iconic crop is facing its worst season yet, mostly because of greening, a disease that weakens citrus trees. State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam is calling for $18 million for research and replantings. Jack Payne of the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences says since 2008, he's lost 30 research positions and 300 staff positions.
If you ask me, what do I need besides money to cure citrus greening, I would say more scientists.
Payne says the greening crisis coincided with the recession, which worsened its impact. He says he plans to go to the legislature in March to ask for more money. The forecast this year is 103 million boxes. It would be the lowest on record. That's down from 300 million boxes a decade ago. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
There's a warning from the FAA today to the developers of four proposed Miami skyscrapers. Rick Stone reports, plane versus building.
Two of the buildings, Brickell City Center and One Bayfront Plaza, would be more than 1,000 feet, and that is twice as high as the FAA currently wants to allow. Two others are designed at less than 600 feet, but Met Square and Aria on the Bay may still be tall enough to endanger airliners flying in and out of Miami. Aviation lawyer Don Meyer says building height issues are usually negotiated away, especially if nearby buildings of a similar height have already been approved. But there are no comparable buildings to the 1,000-foot skyscrapers, and Meyer says it could mean a drastic plan change for the developers.
Unless the fuller study can indicate that this is a flight path that is seldom used or there are some other mitigating factors, this could be a very tough climb for the developers.
Those developers have 6 months to respond to the FAA notices. All four buildings are 6.5 miles or less from the airport. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
We have details now on that lawsuit regarding Dade teachers and County Mayor Carlos Jimenez. Here's John O'Connor.
The United Teachers of Dade says Miami-Dade County hasn't properly funded the board that hears property tax appeals. That's led to a backlog in appeals and tax collections falling short of expectations. A school district's estimate found the county has failed to collect more than $500 million since 2007. But county attorneys argue Mayor Carlos Jimenez doesn't set the appeals board budget. They say the legislature, State Department of Revenue, county commissioners, school board, and the board itself combined to set the budget. Ending the property tax appeal backlog and adding that money to the school budget is also a top priority of the Miami-Dade Schools superintendent. The teacher raises in the district's new contract depend on ending the tax shortfall. The school board is scheduled to discuss whether to join the suit at Wednesday's meeting. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
And there is trouble with the Miss Universe pageant coming up. And Donald Trump, he will not be getting the key to the city of Doral. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?